Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transform!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Me, Obi-Blonde Kenobi. Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy. Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that statement?
M-W-I-G-T.
Is going to kill me.
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife
is going to kill me.
Let the good times roll.
Welcome.
Whoa, I don't hear myself.
Oh,
hello.
I hear you.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Welcome, everybody.
Well.
To episode 289.
You're talking into this part of the mic, though, Steve. Look at how low it is.
Right here. Look at this. Look at it.
Just raise the arm like a normal fucking human being.
Just, you know what?
Wow.
I'm a broadcast professional.
He can't raise his arms. T-Rex.
289 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. All right. Well, we're back. I'm here. Lord Steve Bisciotti is in Travis's house. Not the house, Travis's house. Without Travis. Travis is making money. I like it because he sold something out of my collection and made big money. So I'm happy. I give him a pass for not being here today.
What was that item?
My Hot Toys Stormtroopers 2-pack. Big ticket. I think I had $700 on that. Six, maybe. I don't remember.
Not too shabby.
We should do a parody of that for
a parody of a oh, I guess it'd be a comedy song.
Yeah, yeah, comedy song. But make it all about our fans. Talk about how Curtis Ackerman's half a fan. You know what I mean?
Why is he half a fan?
Because he has 9 other shows that
he's doing. He used to be full fan, but once he started to spread himself to other shows, his fandom for us went. Makes sense.
Curtis Ackerman feels to me like the kind of guy that his name has to be before the movie title.
So Curtis Ackerman in.
Right. Curtis Ackerman presents Curtis Ackerman in such and such, directed by Curtis Ackerman.
Yes.
You know? Or he's at the very end, and it's with or featuring or and.
Yeah.
Because the big timers are either the beginning or the end.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. The book ends.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. That's nice. All right.
How you doing today, Trav? Wonderful.
Can't complain.
Jeremy, do we just hear? How you doing, Jeremy?
Hi. I'm pretty all right.
You're good?
Yeah, I almost got to exercise my civic duty and be on a jury this week.
Almost.
I went in for the first day, and they were like, it ain't going to be that kind of party, Jeremy. You're out. So, they picked their 13 pretty damn quick. I mean, I was out, I think, before lunch. So, but then the second day, it was literally all fucking day. They're like, these two lawyers were just getting rid of people left and right.
Is that a He-Man tattoo?
No, man. For some reason, the long-haired tattoo guy, they're like, He's in.
He's in.
I was going to be juror. That's a hard word, by the way. Juror. It's the same people that came up with the word rural.
Rural.
How the fuck? I can't even say that to this day. Anyway. So, yeah, I was juror number 8. And they did their opening statements and everything. I was pretty... I'm like, all right. You know, I didn't want to go at first. But once you're, like, invested in the drama a little bit...
What shirt were you wearing?
Which, it was just a black t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know, like, you, like, logoed it up or what.
Come in with my Faith No More shirt or some shit. Something stupid. But, yeah, then... So, we saw the opening statement... Or heard the opening statements and all that shit. And I was like, I don't know, man. This kind of sounds like he's guilty. Like, both sides, like... Still, I was like, I don't know. All right, whatever. And we come in the next day, and we sat in that room forever without even going into the court. And I'm like, man, what the hell's going on? One of the ladies like, I guarantee you, he's gonna plead out for something. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure enough, judge walked in. And
is that room vape friendly?
What
the back room? Because I need to vape.
No, it's so it's smaller than this room almost. Like it's we have a table.
We were 13. In an elevator.
Yeah,
all of us.
Essentially, just... it was. Sorry. It was like 13 of us stuck in this small ass room. Didn't even have donuts or nothing. Bastards. And their water was warm.
If there's anything in this world that I hate, it's room temperature water.
Yeah.
It's not good. Hey, man, you got a bottle of water? Yeah, here. Why is it warm? I don't keep it in the fridge. Why? Why would you not keep... What the fuck is wrong with you?
Right. Yeah.
If I can go back to the Stone Age drinking warm bottled water. If I can grow up, Count Chocula.
Wait, did you guys watch the jury duty on Amazon?
The movie or show or something?
TV
no.
show. It's they just have a whole bunch of actors, fake judge and everything, and they have this one guy that it's like Truman Show. Like he thinks it's real, and they just like put him through like all of these.
Oh
crazy
shit! No, everybody's an actor except for one single juror.
Yeah,
it's like a prank show.
Oh god!
And it's really good. So they just like put him through like crazy like situations, and he's like. Like, what is going on?
Why is this happening?
Yeah. Oh, we got a super chat. You want to guess who it's from?
I can tell who it's from.
Yeah, I saw.
I can see from here that little icon. That little.
No matter what else I'm do, no matter what, no matter what else I do, I'm still your greatest supporter, at least financially. Also,
Jeremy is looking sexy. I agree. Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Jeremy,
I don't know what I'm doing differently today, but
probably Dusty said probably gave him our shirts. Like we gave Curtis his shirts.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a shot about not getting a shirt thus far, but I just don't know what he means by it.
Gave him our shirts.
Please. Like we gave you our shirts that they're supposed to get.
I know. I think he's saying that we gave Curtis the shirts that they were
Curtis
supposed to
got
get.
All the shirts.
Right, which is Curtis funny because Curtis is on the list of somebody who hasn't gotten a shirt.
No,
so.
I think Maverick, because Maverick asked, I wonder how they convinced Cody to come in today.
Oh, yeah, he would ask something stupid like that.
But no, they gave me $0, gave me nothing, and they're mean to me, so I don't know why I came in.
Yes, we're mean to you.
Have you guys ever constantly invite a friend somewhere hoping he'll bring his girlfriend? And even though he barely ever does, you know it's worth it because the next time you see her, you're going to be like, it was so worth it. Deal with Cody all those times by himself to see her again.
I paid for McDonald's. I paid to be here.
He paid to be here. The fuck? it is nice having Cody back, though.
It is always
It
nice
is always
Cody.
Great to have Cody here. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Cody
Howdy.
Is here. I haven't done introductions yet, which is, you know.
Well, we were getting there.
Which is so us.
Yeah. Thank you, Curtis. I'm sure you look wonderful as well.
Another one.
Oh, and another one from
16 Shooter.
Hey, thanks, Trevor.
Just came here to let everyone know I'm not interested in this podcast and I won't be watching.
Well,
hard pass for me.
That is, you know, you should go to the proper channel for that, although I am thankful for the money. You know, go over to the Cabal and tell everybody how much you are. This podcast,
you know,
is a hard pass.
You know what? Let's call a spade this morning. Is it time? Is it time to
introduce Pete McCarthy? Yes, it is. Pete, how you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, that's totally not where my head was at. It's time. It's time to splinter, and maybe we call it Cabal Light, where it's great taste but less filling. like filled with bullshit. Like it's less filled with bullshit constantly. Doesn't fill your feed with the same things over and over and over again. The cabal is like bad sex. It's just the same repetition, but there's no good outcome. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Even like crappy sex is still pretty good though.
I mean, just
kind of putting it out there. It's still better than like no sex.
You ever have right? that sex where afterwards you just kind of feel bad about yourself?
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, that was just
because I feel bad for the person that was under me.
I feel like I really let you know, like it really let them down. Like I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
You know that, but in this room,
you want some cake or something?
How long have you and Laura been together?
Almost 19 years.
Okay, and you and Courtney?
We just had our 20th anniversary. We made a couple years before that, 22.
Yeah, we've been together 20. We're coming up on our 20 of being married. Cody is the one that, like, is the one that's lucking out right now because they're still like, new enough to where they're trying new things. You know, they're discovering each other's bodies. Like, that's amazing. You know what I mean?
How many times has she been in your butthole?
7 years.
You've been together how long?
Almost 7. Tell me how you feel after you see an afterbirth come out.
Oh, that's brutal. That's brutal.
I felt nothing but love.
I was disgusted.
I would expect nothing less, my lord. Curtis, another chatty chatter. Says, my daughter said she read a study that said guys with rolled up sleeves appear more attractive. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, because that's it looks true. Like they're about ready commit. To get to work.
I can't commit.
I love that.
You're not letting your daughter watch this, are you, Curtis?
Probably.
Curtis, I love you, but if you are, you are a horrible parent.
We just judged you.
And what's super funny is you look sexy because of your rolled up sleeves. Steve can't. He can't roll up his sleeves.
Everybody tried. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get down to business. I'm going to roll up my sleeves.
You need stretchier material.
Everybody's like, man, spandex was made for them big sweet asses. No, they were made for Steve's forearms.
These maternity pants for sure.
Oh, Steve means business.
Oh shit.
Stop.
Whoa. So Travis said the last episode he missed would have been before Mother's Day, where he wasn't here, but the three of us were.
Mm-hmm.
He said I acted like I was on speed, and I'm trying to figure out what that reference meant.
Oh, you were pretty amped up that day, if I remember.
Like amped up angry or just amped up chatty or just...
You were talking fast. You were,
were probably excited or something.
I was.
We did do the song.
I'm always excited to be with you guys.
Maybe it's because the song was coming.
Yeah.
And you like that so much.
I do. That song was not at the top of the list. It was fun, but it wasn't what...
They can't all be bangers.
That's true. That is true.
You got to have a shitty one somewhere.
Yeah.
One of them's got to be the bottom.
Right.
I don't know if that's the
like
one.
Like everything Megadeth has ever done.
Everything. I mean? The bottom of the pile. Just shit stains all over the carpet.
Dave, my shit stains.
I haven't even listened to it yet.
Oh. Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
I
fun premise, couple of good rhymes, but it was not Renegade Train. It was not. There wasn't even Hey Anthony.
Well, if you guys want to feel sick to your stomach,
yeah, finally,
go check out that documentary on Jared from Subway. Wow, that was eye opening. You all remember Jared, right?
Oh, come on. How could you escape the power of that ugly fucking face? It was everywhere.
On Netflix or what?
You can watch it on Hulu.
Remember the... Yeah, I always had like the big pair of pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like, look at it. Now I'm in these little pants. And like that whole thing broke. And I was like, he didn't lose any weight. He just took the kids out of his pants.
Yeah.
So.
That's... Yeah.
You know, when that all happened back in the day, I thought he just got caught with some kiddie porn. You know, I didn't know it of his habits and his actual
deviancy?
Yeah. It was way greater than I thought.
Is he like showering in kid piss or something or what?
I think he would have enjoyed that.
Ugh. Ugh.
Why do we live in a society where it's okay to just put those people in jail? Why don't we have something worse than that?
Dude, he only got like 16 years.
Right.
There was 14 or 15 victims like that they know about.
Like,
every kid got like a year?
How much of a victim? You know, I mean, a victim's a victim, but like what level of victim? Did he like...
Filmed unknowingly in your room when you're getting undressed?
Did he actually like...
Oh, yeah.
Right. So
some kids were victims unknowingly because they were, you know, being filmed when they're changing clothes, and then that gets put on the internet so guys like him can jerk off. So or women, if
you know, we give time
that,
off.
I don't know.
We give time off for good behavior. Like, you become a model citizen in prison and you do the right thing. Like, you can actually like get out sooner than you would have because you have changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have bettered yourself. I think we should offer time off for murder. Of those types of people. Like, hey guys, this is a terrible rapist, kid herder. We're going to put him in this room, and whoever deals the death blow gets a year off their sentence. And then we just drop him in there.
Okay, all right.
And just let him have it.
I thought you were talking about people in the street.
No, they don't deserve lethal injection because that's quick and painless.
Yeah.
They deserve to suffer. And you know what? There's plenty of psychos that are in the prison system that would take care of that problem for us.
They definitely...
Look what they did to Dahmer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They at least need to cut off their wieners.
Right. We need to encourage that. Like, we need to not just go, I didn't see anything. We need to be like, hey, y'all, like Scarlet Letter. You know what I mean? Like, they have a different color jumpsuit. So out in the yard, everybody goes, that guy's a pervert. We should probably take care of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, hey, if you volunteer to be on... the pervert squad, like, you get a free shift. You know what I mean? Like, they give
squad.
You a shift. You know what? No, I take that back. They don't give you a shift. They give you the materials to craft a shift to your liking. You know what I mean? And they go, hey, that guy in the pink, he's a pervert.
It's craft time.
Here's a toothbrush and a file. Have a good day. You know what I mean? So
I don't know how.
Prison justice.
So this Jared must be in a secure area because I don't know how he's not dead. And in prison.
Yeah.
And when he gets out, because he's going to be old enough to get out. He only got 15 years. He should probably still be alive. He's priority served. I don't know when the hell he went in. Was it 2012? I don't know. He's been in. Maybe Cody will see it somewhere. He's scrolling around on the internet.
There should not be protection for.
So he's going to get out at some point.
Yeah, the earliest he can be freed is 2029.
That's too
holy
early.
Shit. That's just 15 years. 6 years away.
Does anybody feel that our society is kind of screwed up because you can be an absolutely terrible person and we'll protect you when you're in prison, but we can't figure out how to protect our kids in schools?
I just don't understand. There was like 15 victims that they could get to actual testify,
and they have never. There's no way they got them all. There's no way.
No, there's many more. But there's if we're looking at 15, so what? Each kid got a year. You got a year for each kid fucking up every kid's life.
Yeah, those kids are gonna have to live with that.
Those
shit
kids have life sentences.
Yeah,
legit life sentences, and that's gonna lead to terrible lives for them. It's gonna lead to failures. It's gonna lead to suicide. The statistics
or even
of one of them taking their lives
of sexual abuse
behavior.
Themselves.
Yep.
I think we should make a. I've always wanted to make my own toy line. Maybe we should make like a Jared toy that you can murder.
That you could just beat the fuck out of.
Can you get it in 6-inch and 12-inch size?
I think we. Well, yeah. I don't see why we can't offer that.
Hey-o!
Multiple ways to like stab them, and you know,
extra pepperoni.
Why don't we just make a Jared figure that the head comes off, revealing a shiv, and we just mail it to the prison? Hey guys, just so you know, this is what the guy looks like. Now take his head off and take his head off. No. I'm a firm believer in the death penalty. I'm a firm believer in eye for an eye. Like, I think that I'm not a huge believer in second chances in a lot of circumstances. in my opinion, there are things that you can do to fellow man that you don't deserve a second chance, period, end of story. There are things you don't deserve to come back from. Hey, you know what? I had a drinking problem, and I was drunk driving, and I got into an accident, and I killed somebody. You know what? That's terrible. And you made a choice. You deserve to be punished for that. But is that something you can come back from? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because you made a series of poor choices. Hey, I stole money from my grandma because I was addicted to Oxy. Okay. There is such thing as rehabilitation. If you have a proponency to harm children, there's no coming back from that.
It's still always there.
You can't go, yeah, you know what? I did, guys. You know, we talk about, yeah, man, shit. Back in the 90s, I was on this run. I had a couple of bad years where I was hurting children, but I'm good now. No, that's not how this works.
That's how his sentence is so light.
Yeah.
Because his lawyers convinced people that he could be rehabilitated.
Nope.
This was their pitch. He was addicted to food, and he traded in his food addiction to a sex addiction. So we can fix the sex addiction, but your sex addiction doesn't mean you go after 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, not for kids.
Or 10-year-old boys. No. Yeah.
That means you
or,
chafe because you masturbate 8 times a day. Like, that's not a thing. And you know what? I'm sorry. And this is going to piss some people off. Yeah, if you defend him, that you deserve to be with him. Like, I'd get a Jared lawyer doll made that the head comes off of as well. Let's take care of that piece of shit.
But one of the most disturbing things about it wasn't even Jared. It was this mother of two girls that was in on filming her own children.
That kind of shit runs rampant.
So she aided that shit. Yeah, that...
I mean, you want to be sick to your stomach for not sleep for 3 days? Read the fucking story about the lead singer of Lost Prophets. One of my favorite punk bands.
I've heard some shit. I don't know, man. If I read a lot on it, but...
And that's the kind of stuff, like, you don't... And again, listeners, I'm sorry if this is too hardcore for a Sunday morning, but there are behaviors that people, in my opinion, exhibit that they will never stop exhibiting. Jeremy, if you get angry and you punch Laura in the face, that will not be the only time that you get angry and punch Laura in the face.
Yes, it will. You just buy her flowers and say you're sorry.
At the end of the day, if you have the ability within you to truly strike your significant other, that's something that's inside you. That's not a, oops, I backed up the car into another car. I mean, it's not a one-time mistake. That's a personality flaw.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And unfortunately, in my line of work, I've taken care of my share of people who have been on the wrong side of bad situations. I took care. We had a girl missed a stop to the stop sign, looked both ways, didn't see a car, had her baby in the back seat, and admitted to turning around and checking on the baby, proceeded through the intersection, vehicle collision. The other two people died. That's a terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
Terrible tragedy. But I also, the human side of me looks and goes, you know what? There was no malicious intent. Mm-mm. She didn't try to harm anybody. She legitimately made a mistake.
Yep.
Are there consequences for those actions? Yes, there should be. But is the best consequence taking this baby's mother away for 15 years? That's not for me to decide.
Yeah.
But those are the type of things that, those are the types of punishments that people come back from. You don't come back from being, there's something wrong with you. If you're hurting a child, there's something wrong with you. If you're hurting your significant other, typically when I think about that, it's men violence against women, which I know domestic violence occurs woman to man. I know that for a fact. I've seen it. It doesn't get reported nearly as much because like Steve's ever going to admit Courtney beat his ass, you know, and that's a real thing. It doesn't make it any less traumatizing, but it very rarely gets reported.
No, I've seen some specials on that shit, too.
Right. There's domestic violence within same-sex couples. It happens. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, if you are the type of person that can knowingly harm somebody in those ways, that's part of who you are, and you can't change.
Yeah.
Just done with it. We're overcrowded anyways. Let's fix this.
Take them out.
Man, you know, I almost, and I think about this often. Well, not often, but it comes up. I almost killed or really hurt a kid on accident. I was driving one time, and this kid ran out into the street, and she came out behind like a tree. I didn't even see her coming. And she and I slammed on the brakes, and it was so fucking close. Mm. It was so close.
One of those heart quits beating moments, instant sweat. Oh my God.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, she stopped. She saw me. She froze. Boom. She was probably 10, 12, maybe. And it was, and I think about that. That would have been life altering for me, and it would have been a complete accident. I mean, it would have been, it's like, man, that could have really, that would have impacted, and not only would it have impacted her if she didn't die, right. It would have, I think of those things, those, like, that's just crazy.
The real tragedies happen every single day, and real tragedies are always going to happen. That's not anything we can avoid, but we don't do a great job avoiding the things that we can. The habitual offenders and the repeat offenders and the people that are violent that for whatever reason keep skating on a technicality or just avoid detection or whatever it is, that's where we can affect real positive change, and we don't.
Interesting.
We suck. Come to us for your Sunday morning politics.
Well, that was our feel-good story of the day. Let's talk about something else.
Darth Bernie says, better idea, torture for 99% of their time. Shiv them the day before release.
Hey!
Not bad.
See,
not
Darth
bad.
Bernie knows what's going on.
Curtis Ackerman says, welcome to our toy podcast.
I know. Well, we're going to get there.
This is not about toys. This is about life.
We talked about toys. We talked about hiding a shiv in one.
Right. I'll make a Jared down with a shiv. Actually, maybe we could like...
Down with the shiv.
Maybe we could like make it... Because you know that in the prison system, sodomy is a big thing. Maybe you could make that figure... maybe you could make it suspiciously shaped like something that you would insert... And then we have some sort of sensor that realizes it's in a rectum and then explodes. Because I think that'd be a good punishment, too.
Ugh. Prisons are having an issue right now where drones are dropping stuff into inmates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
They should just be able to have it at that point.
We need to just shut technology down in the 50s.
I'm telling you right now, what we should be doing for these lifers is it's just a huge wall, and you put them all in there, and then once a week on Wednesdays, everybody gets pushed against the wall. Team goes in with shields and weapons, clear out the dead bodies. They get pulled out. You drop new skids of food, close the door, and then you see them again next Wednesday, and let them handle it. Let them do their thing. And guess what? We let society be what it's going to be within those walls. You put people with guns on the four corners and let it be.
I think the last invention should have been the microwave. Once we get the microwave, because I can't live without one. Once we get the microwave,
everything should have stopped after the microwave.
The microwave. There's a lot of great stuff before it. You would have had telephones. We'd have blenders. We'd have a lot of great things.
Nothing after the microwave.
What would we be? Well, what year? Hey, Cody, microwave invented?
Yeah, right. Had to be what, 60s?
Well, I remember having
70s,
one.
We should
45.
Well,
okay.
Well, okay. I didn't know that.
But we should probably settle
commercial.
With a newer,
right?
Like a one that doesn't like give you cancer every time you make a Hot Pocket.
Yeah,
you
know we need to have like when the tabletop in your home microwave,
modern residential kitchen. Microwave,
because like the one I had when I was a kid was giant, and it was called a radar range.
the turn
dial.
You could fit a car in that bitch.
As soon as you turned it on, the lights dimmed in the house.
Oh yeah, it was badass. Yep.
It was right after that, 1946.
Ah, they must have been expensive. It was kind of like DVD players the first 5 years. No one had them,
right?
Because they were so expensive.
Your rich friends had microwaves.
Yeah.
Well, and back then, the Steven mentality the wife's going to cook dinner on the stovetop.
Late 1960s is when it kind of became fully available for everybody.
Okay, there we go.
It was more widespread in the 70s. So, yep. 60s.
And then
70s.
Affordable and widespread in the 70s.
So, you know what? For the sake of art, let's call it 75. 75, sure. They were small, they were compact, they were commonly available, everybody had one in their household. So, that's where we cut it. And then nothing gets invented past that.
Nothing at all.
The world would be great. The world would be fantastic. Appointment viewing. I miss that. I miss that They're fucking showing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on Tuesday at this time and before 3 weeks before Christmas, and you better be at home on your fucking couch to see it.
But then there'd be no He-Man.
Why wouldn't there be a He-Man?
Because you said all inventions are done. They had to make the molds.
They had TV.
They had to make molds for the
I'm not
toys.
Saying no molds exist. We can still make new molds.
I don't think okay.
I think the toy industry could be where it's at.
It's not that nothing is invented past 1975. It's that we've stopped progressing technology at 75.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
I think
more
that's what
saying.
He means.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Right. So you just you throw a chicken pot pie in the microwave, put on an LP. You know what I mean? Some
75, we might have had 8-tracks at that point. Not sure.
I don't know. I've never used an 8-track.
I have.
Chicken pot pies from the 80s. You can't do that.
No. All right. Okay, so there are no chicken pot pies. That's fine. I don't like chicken pot pies. I like the crust and I like the chicken. Everything else can suck a dick. So
8-tracks were fucking cool. You ever listen to an 8-track?
Yeah, I had a buddy whose dad had like a van from the 1820s. And he would always fucking just play 8-tracks.
And you got an Evita.
Yes, it was. Seriously, Iron Butterfly.
My uncle had a motorhome that had an 8-track in it.
Yeah.
And it was cool as shit because you could jump around like a CD to different tracks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could
And it was called an 8-track because it had 8 songs, right?
I'm assuming? Or 16,
no,
maybe?
It's,
or 8 on either side? Or
how does it...
Or
I think
it
has
millimeter
to do
with the size of the tape in it?
With the tape.
Help us out,
how many tracks were used on
here.
The tape or something? Like, I don't know.
It's eight, the number...
8-track tapes. You ever see one, Cody? You probably never seen one.
I have a box of them at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
Each of the 4 programs is comprised of 2 tracks playing simultaneously to provide serials. So it only had 4 songs on it, but there was 2 recordings of each song overlaid to give you the full sound. Am I reading that right, Jerry?
I don't think that 4 programs only means 4 songs, because they have full albums that came out.
Yeah, What year did it come out, though? I'm curious. We see that anywhere? When was those 1960s?
I'm not sure what 4 programs means.
Huh. That's interesting.
No, we swear that this is a toy show.
We're getting there.
I listened to music when I was playing
with toys.
We got
to iron some things out.
Yeah, we got
to. Before we get to toys.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Siri, how many songs are on an 8-track?
Oh, well, she ain't going to know.
Ooh, that sounded juicy.
It was wetter than I would have hoped.
Yeah.
I like my in-laws that really...
4 tracks, each in stereo, totaling of 8. So, yeah.
I like how my in-laws think Siri knows everything. Like, my in-laws, my father-in-law be like, "Hey, Siri, what did I have for dinner last night?" they think she's this being that's, like, watching them, and he'll ask these crazy questions to Siri.
God, that is...
I mean, that's the goal.
That is rancid.
No.
Yeah,
that's like Ruby Soho rancid.
You think we should... No, you're talking... That's too much, dude. We're going to...
What?
That's going to happen for sure.
What's going to happen? What?
Where there's something like that could actually like...
Just like fully artificial intelligence.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're going to die.
You're all going to die.
That artificial intelligence is going to realize it doesn't need us, and it's going to go Ultron. It's going to happen. You really don't think you do you not think that, Cody?
I think it's already here, and there's no going back.
I don't know. It's a weird subject.
Oh, it still smells.
That's why I don't know. I have to ask. I have to listen to see what Elon Musk thinks. That'll be the.
There you go. Are you gonna go shit?
No, I'm gonna go pee though.
Well, while he's going to pee because he don't care about this, Jeremy, we should briefly talk about Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom.
The new Zelda game.
I don't care about it. I just don't have a device to play it.
You do too. You got Switch.
I don't have a Switch.
You had one.
Then I sold it.
What? Why would you sell a Switch? I'm a Nintendo cup, what can I say?
I needed the $200.
Actually, I want the new one.
What? Oh, the
Zelda one?
OLED,
the OLED
one. Yeah.
Oh,
which
gotcha.
Is the, would be the Zelda
gotcha.
One.
Yeah. Doesn't come with the game though.
No, it doesn't come with Zelda.
Yeah.
You gotta
dumb.
Love that shit.
But the screen is supposed to be like you can play it outside and everything. It's so bright.
Huh.
But
yeah, see, Skelevator comes in here and says four chapters, sometimes multiple songs in a chapter program. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah. There's
so
some...
maybe you could skip close to your song.
Doesn't fucking matter. Why are we still on this?
It's a curious thing.
So Cody hasn't had a chance to even play it yet, which kind of sucks because I wish he did.
Yeah, all I can say is, like, first impressions, I felt... Okay, so I'm digging where the story's going so far. I'm liking... it's obviously a few years later.
Yep.
The world has changed a bit since.
Yep.
So, like, you can use that same map, but, like, it's all new now, like, for the most part. You can still revisit the old places and...
A lot of characters doing different things.
Yep.
From the first one.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not very far into the story because I'm running around exploring and getting caught up on side quests.
Every time I go, all right, that's where I have to go. On the way to that, I get pulled off, like, left and right all the time. So I'm constantly trying to figure out new things and side quests. And
there's this one... little stupid quest where I needed to find a hearty truffle. I don't know if you've run into that one yet. And I'm going somewhere else and I get halfway there and I find a hearty truffle and I'm like, I'm fast traveling right back.
Yeah, exactly.
back to where I go and to finish that little stupid thing. But
have you made it through any temples yet?
I don't think so. I just got to Rito Village.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There's a I don't know, spoiler. There's a temple there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably up in the cloud.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm heading, trying to get up.
Yeah. We beat that, and then we beat another one in the.
You're way ahead of me, story wise.
Who do you play as?
Link.
Link.
Same character you always play.
Okay. Who does your daughter play as?
Oh, we just hand the controller back and forth.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah, that's bullshit. No. I'm not giving you my controller. Like, either get a character or get the fuck out.
Nope.
So you're going to play half the game, then, is what you're saying.
Ish?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I played enough of the games all the way through with her just watching the entire time that I'm willing to take the sacrifice on this one.
Dumbass.
Any tips without giving spoilers? Any tips and tricks without giving
spoilers? Yeah, don't bring your kids.
Definitely bring your kid, especially if they know what the fuck they're doing, because I forget everything and she remembers everything. So, not really. I mean, it's pretty much the same game as the last one, essentially. Like, you control it basically the same.
Have you, like, created a lot of stuff?
Now, that's where it's getting nuts. Like, basically. Like, instead of climbing a fucking mountain, I, like, took a bunch of goddamn planks, stuck them together, and I was like, I'm walking up this
bitch. Yeah, that's crazy.
So, like, that was cool, but people that are making, like, mechs.
Yeah, and people are still, like, finding out stuff that's in the game like that.
Found the steering wheel. You found that?
Oh, yeah, yep.
I was like, I found a steering wheel. I'm like, okay, now I can control this bitch.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And the whole, like, fusing weapons together and stuff is pretty neat.
Fusing weapons is weird. You know, sticking a boulder on the end of a sword is weird.
Yeah, but if you stick a fucking minecart on your shield, you now have yourself a skateboard.
A minecart on your shield? Really?
Yep.
I never thought of doing a minecart.
There's a lot of shit I ain't thought about. There's shit that falls from the sky and lands.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
Big junk.
Yeah, guess what? Fucking reverse that bitch and then jump on it and you go back up.
The reverse feature is crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the other one game, he's got all those different powers. Mm-hmm. You know, the rune that gives him the different thing. Well, this has something similar, but they're different now, and they're like crazy what you can do with them if you're imaginative enough.
Yeah, you have to be super creative for sure.
You know.
Yeah, they like have shrines and stuff that give you puzzles where you actually have to use some of those things. So you're like, oh well, now I can see how this would work practically out. You know, fighting enemies or just. Searching for shit or whatever.
The little, like, I don't know what you call it. Would you just call them not temples, but what you're talking about? What do they call it?
Shrines?
Shrines. The little shrines are almost like little training grounds.
Yeah. And the shrines in this one, I think, are a little more exciting. I don't know. My biggest complaint about the last game was, like, variety of enemies. Mm-hmm. And in this, it's like right fucking from the get-go. They're like, here's a new one, here's a new one, here's a new one, here's really? And you're like, all right.
I like...
fucking listened.
First 2 minutes of the game, I liked how they handled him. So the big thing is, okay, if you're going to have a direct sequel to Breath of the Wild, by the time you beat Breath of the Wild, you're going to have a zillion hearts. You're going to have... Your stamina wheel is going to be giant. Your inventory and your clothing, you know, all that stuff. So I'm like, how are we going to start over? Because Link's pretty badass, you know? I love how they handled that. It's like, oh, okay, I get what they did there. They acknowledge that. You start off the game and you've got, like, your heart thing is just full.
Yep.
And it's like, but they get you... get you back to where you got to be. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, this story so far is really fucking sweet, and I can't wait to see.
Did you find his the iconic shield?
Not yet.
I have not.
But it's weird. Like, you know how you went around and like collected memories of your own memories in the last game. Mm-hmm. Well, in this one, you're actually like collecting. I guess I would call them memories of like what Zelda is doing. So like, yeah, that's, I don't know.
It's, yeah, there's a whole other story.
I could talk about it forever. I won't. Speaking of which, Cornboy says, welcome to my favorite toy podcast, ladies and gents.
We're getting there, Cornboy. That's enough of that, I guess.
Is right? it?
Sure.
All right.
That's fine.
It can only be played on Nintendo, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah.
So hold like fucking 10 million copies in 3 days or some shit. Like, this is it's pretty,
you guys, amazed how pretty many big copies deal. They'd sell if they did. They weren't so tight with their proprietary.
And I'm sure they're probably gonna make a movie now after Mario.
Hope so.
The fact that there was zero Zelda things that I noticed anyway in the Mario movie makes me think that, yeah, it's probably, I would say it'd probably be their next choice. Smartly.
Oh, Zelda would be the...
But they have a problem with that is, so like the Mario, it's easy to take Mario and throw him on the screen because it's like one canon for Mario. It's been the same Mario through every fucking game, and you can pull from anywhere and be good. Whereas this, it's like Link in almost every Zelda game is a different Link than the previous one.
Yeah.
Oh, still wet, huh?
Did you notice the tunes he hums when he cooks now?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
So, all right. Anyway.
Anyway, suppose we should get on to toy news.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Let's do that. Cody, could you pick up... We'll actually go with the last thing that I just sent you.
I'm not convinced I didn't just shit my pants.
You want to find out, like, on the air?
Like go look and then tell us?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm gonna let it simmer here for a second and hope that...
You got to stand up and do the kind of, like, butt pat. Yeah. And go, oh, is it sticking? Is it sticking?
And just... No. Not comfortable moving yet.
One moment.
Okay. I sent it to you like while we were bullshitting.
So. Curtis Ackerman says, Cody, please title this, We're Going to Get There.
We never have anywhere to go. We have no roadmap.
The only thing more pathetic than our content is the people who pay attention to it, Curtis.
It's like we're blindfolded and they just push us out of a car and say, all right, figure it out.
Hey, here's a microphone. Make words.
Here we are.
Okay. Here we go. Look at that.
We're starting with the Monkey King. Now, me and Travis talked pretty heavily on this character last night or last week. But we didn't get Pete or Jeremy's thoughts on this. What do you guys think?
I didn't expect this at all because I guess I didn't realize it even existed.
Is it a statue?
No, it's a figure.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep.
It figure, just looks that cool that it could be.
Figura Obscura. It's their new one. And it is obscure to me, for sure.
Yeah, I had no idea what this was.
Damn. Did Trav?
No. Did you, Jeremy? Nope. By chance? No.
Nope. That's because remember how he just said 8 seconds ago he had no idea what this was?
I'm sorry. I wasn't going to correct him. He's cute.
Yeah, I have no frame of reference for this at all. But I don't know how anybody can look at this, regardless of whether or not they're going to buy it, regardless of whether or not they like anything about the information surrounding it, and go, that's badass.
Yeah. It's pretty killer.
You need to go out of your way to not like it.
Yeah.
But that's what people in the cabal do now. You know what I mean? That's what the cabal is.
Should we have gone to drama before this?
Well, here's the deal that I don't think I hit this nail very hard on my last episode, but people are collecting a line of characters that they never saw before. All of Mythic Legions are character. Nobody knew. They're all original. Nobody knew Gorgo Aetherblade before Gorgo Aetherblade was made, right? And came and you read his little bio. So you've been collecting stuff that you don't know what it is just because it looks cool. And it basically for how many years? And then they make this sideline called Figure Obscura. Obscure. It's obscure. Now, I realize that Santa Claus isn't really that obscure, and maybe the Headless Horseman is a little well-known and everything else, but it's still called Figure Obscura. So the people that see this and they're like, don't want to buy it. I got no connection to it. I'm like, okay, did you have connection to frickin',
Scaphoid?
Yeah, Scaphoid. Did you have a connection to Scaphoid? No, you looked at it and go, that's cool. Why can't you look at this and go, oh, cool fucking monkey. I want it.
Right.
I mean, I guess if you don't, there are those people that have the argument to say that they could believe it's not cool looking.
I don't know how you look at that and say it's not cool looking, though. You might not like monkeys. You might not like kings.
You
might not like the color red. But goddamn it, together, it's a beautiful piece of art.
My wife doesn't have anything to do with action figures, could care less. She can look at that and realize the art. You know?
Yeah. Me and Laura sat and like looked at all the pictures and talked about it.
Cody, what do you think of this thing?
Yeah, I think it's super cool. Yeah, I agree.
And how many of those whiny ass bitches in the cabal have a podcast in which one of the creators of the figure tune in while we're looking at pictures of said created figure of the photographer is in here as well? Fuck you all! We got Cornboy and 1-6 Shooter up in this motherfucker. That's an amazing figure. You're a dick. And you know who I'm talking to. You know who you are. Dicks.
So anyways.
Yeah. Am I actually getting fatter or is that new camera suck?
Both.
I'm a fat guy.
I don't know.
Actually down 13 pounds from what I was and I look ginormous on that camera. It's look at this.
Camera adds 10 pounds. How many cameras are on you?
Could be the angle too, because from here it doesn't look like that. But yeah, you have better shadows in person.
Fuck.
So did you get one, Jeremy?
I did not. No. Jeremy is broke.
I know the feeling.
I can't even buy stuff that I like. I'm like really invested in at this point. Like
Poverty Pete is very much like the first condom he ever wore as well. Broke.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm having to be more picky and choosy.
I'm
so
fucking. So you know what? I'm lazy, and I have Travis. Travis gets me everything, and so.
Wow.
All right.
This is one of those things, though, that Travis doesn't have access to as a retailer to get as many as he wants.
I know. I'll just fucking steal it when his comes in. He'll never even know.
Possible.
Nice guy, but he's dumb, y'all.
I'm hoping I'll be at a Horseman event some, because I did get one, but I wanted to get more. And hoping I'll be somewhere, Legions Con, or somewhere where they're going to have these things where I can just grab one. That'd be sweet. Like kind of like the Headless Horseman has been at things, but it goes pretty quick. So,
but normally we're there. We can get in line early, you know.
Oh yeah, we can break all the rules because of who we are.
We don't break the rules. We just get in line early, like a good.
We create the rules,
right? We're not.
It's
what's the kid's name? The virgin that is obsessed with us, Maverick. we're not like Maverick, who like sleeps in the hallway. You know what I mean?
But that's dedication, man.
I love that.
That's fucking dedication.
I wish I could do that. I look at him and I go, man, them were the days.
I was talking about, like, the other day, like, I actually did that for, like, my first concert was a Metallica concert. I sat outside Believe in Music on the fucking ground at 3 a.m. waiting for it to open and get tickets. Like, I would never fucking do that.
Now I
though.
Get hurt from sleeping.
Yeah.
Steve, the problem is I told Maverick.
I might like, die if I sleep.
I was like, hey, Mav, I'm like, I would be more than happy to sleep on this bench with you because we would cuddle, but I'm like, I can't plug my machine in anywhere.
Yeah.
So like, I can't. Like, I need CPAP now, you know?
Yeah. My CPAP causes me to take more naps. And I'll tell you why. Because I can't sleep without it.
Yep.
So if I am in watching a TV show at 4 o'clock, and back in the day I used to nod off for 15 minutes and wake up.
Nope.
But now I start nodding off and I'm like, holy shit, I'm nodding off, but I can't fall asleep here because I'm going to die. So I have to go into my bed. I'll get up like, I got to lay down for a minute. So then I get in bed, put my CPAP on, and then I sleep so fucking good. I wake up 4 hours later. What the fuck happened?
Is there, so with the CPAP, if you guys were to like lose a bunch of weight and get in shape and all that, do you think you would still need it? Or
yes.
My doctor specifically told me, he was like, all right, like, listen up, Pete, you're fat. My doctor's very honest and I love him for it. You're fat. He goes, but he said, all of the structures in your oropharynx, so like everything here is so large.
He's also fat.
Yeah. He's like, you could drop 150 pounds. Like, you could be at the best weight ever. And he goes, you'd still have issues. He said, we could go in, take out your tonsils, your adenoids. He goes, you probably still have issues. He goes, your structures are just large. He goes, you are on CPAP for life. We're probably regardless of what you do. So I'm like, well, then where's the hope?
Yeah.
Why lose weight?
You're too far gone.
Because of the other, because of the other health risk besides.
Yeah, but if I lose weight too, I lose all my jokes. Like, I can't do stand-up comedy anymore because they're all about me being fat.
The doctor told me the same thing. Not about my facial shit, but he did say, your sleep apnea is so bad, if you lost weight, it would get better. Like, your incidence per hour is, like, mine's up in the 50s somewhere. Pete's even higher. And mine, he's like, it would come down. Like, you get down to a good weight, he says, you might go from 55 to 34. But 34 is still
terrible.
You need a CPAP. Yeah.
So if you quit breathing, and they do it by the hour. So if you quit breathing 5 times in an hour, you have sleep apnea. At 20, it's considered severe. At 30, it's considered potentially fatal. He was a 55. I was a 60.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. So he could
I can't believe I never even knew this was a fucking thing until I met you guys.
Dude, he could lose a bunch of weight, get down to 34, and it's still potentially fatal.
I mean, it's not just fat people. Like,
no, but like seriously,
Kyle's wife Kathy has one,
right? Well, and even Kyle has one now, right?
Oh, I think he does.
Yeah,
I think
and Kyle does. Kyle's not fat.
No.
So, I never. This was never a thing. It like none of my friends like from like pre Mwig Tickum
had a lot of people like changes their lives and they didn't even realize like they needed it.
I never realized how poor my sleep was until I got it. I was tired a lot, but not like life affecting tired. I always attributed it to the fact of I worked 24-hour shifts. And when I slept at the fire station, I would get good sleep, but I wouldn't get great sleep because if you're the guy that fucking sleeps through a fire, that's kind of embarrassing considering you're being paid to be there.
Yeah.
So your sleep is a little bit, you don't get into good deep sleep because you're constantly listening for attention. White Lake Fire, standby, attention, White Lake Fire, you know? And I just attributed it to that. I didn't go, and I'm sure I've told this story before, but I didn't go and have a sleep study done because I was having problems. I went and had a sleep study done because my wife wasn't sleeping. Because I was literally, once a minute, I was stopping breathing, and she would shake me, and she couldn't sleep. She kept thinking I was going to die.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I went. And then I get the machine, and I'm like, holy shit. Well, when they did my study, the doctor couldn't believe how high my sleep percentage was. And he's like, I made the staff run the numbers again. I told them I made a mistake. Because there's no way that you quit breathing 60 times an hour, once a minute, and have a 93% sleep, whatever.
Yeah.
And he said, the only thing I can figure is was you've literally adapted to your lifestyle, all the years of running fire and EMS, and knowing that if you don't fall asleep right this second and get some sleep, you're not going to get any. He goes, I think you beat it to a certain extent in that aspect.
That's
as far
weird.
As the quality of it. But no, dude, it's life changing.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning now and I'm awake.
But you say that like in a positive way. I also feel like now you're fucking tethered to this thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's panic. If I forget it.
You heard the story. Fucking toy even. I had to drive home.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't like that idea. I like to just be able to just pass the fuck out sitting in the
Legion's
chair.
Legion's Con. Got all the way to Matt Rodriguez's house and realized I forgot my CPAP. I had to go all the way back and get it.
Yeah.
So then you met
Mesquite Con too, Pete.
What?
Mesquite Con, that was you, wasn't it?
No, Toy Haven is when I did.
Or Toy Haven.
Yep.
Crazy.
I went when we, remember when we took our family trip for spring break to Frankenmuth?
You forgot.
I forgot mine.
Yeah, and it looked and when he woke up that morning, he looked like somebody punched him in the face.
Miserable. It ruined it almost ruined the trip.
Damn.
It was just, it was bad.
Because, yeah, if you don't have it, if. Oh, whatever. Anyways, back to toys.
Is our intro playing right now?
Hey, sound off, guys.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Where are our fellow. Where are our fellow CPAPers? We got some fat fans. There's got to be some CPAPers out there.
I don't know what happened, but somehow our intro started playing.
Yeah, it's because those the shortcut keys that were made for Travis.
I think it's still playing.
Yeah, it's there's a delay. So
Darth Bernie said his 3-year-old is only 27 pounds and has moderate sleep apnea. She's having some surgery, but he's 3'10 and sleeps like a baby. So yeah, it doesn't have to do with, obviously it isn't all about weight. So
yeah.
Yeah.
1-6 Shooter says, so how about those toys? Bitch, I just complimented you like 8 minutes ago. Just sit there and stroke your ego and let us do our thing.
We talked about some toys.
Talked about a toy.
Monkey King? Now what else are we gonna talk about?
I'm leaning more towards right now that I didn't shit my pants, but it's not off the table. When I repositioned there and I went, you know what? I'm just not sure.
So here we go. These are the Defenders of Eden armies. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. These are boss fight students. Oh, nope. That's not it either.
This is 5K Toys. Axie Toys 112 Dinosaur Battlefield King Tyrannosaurus. And there's a couple different versions of this bad boy.
Now, that figure, at face value, that thing looks amazing to me. I think it's super cool. That is its only pose.
Until they show you other poses.
Oh, they opened his mouth.
Okay, they opened his mouth. Yep. If we go through here. Yeah, spread his
arms out.
You got a couple different colors, although I see three of them, so I'm not sure how this all works.
Excuse me.
There's a black, a red, and then there's like a blue one, too. But they come with a shit ton of accessories.
They're very...
I'm sorry, it's not a super chat. But 1-6 Shooter said, so how about those toys? And Dusty comes in with, hang in there, Trevor. I love it. There is nothing more fun about this podcast than the inside jokes.
I know, right?
That really makes this freaking what it is.
Yeah, that thing doesn't... It can't be real... real poseable, but...
going through them. Cody, please. Oh, thank you. Okay. I love you.
The way he's saying that makes me think they're going to blow my mind.
I don't know if they're going to blow your mind.
He's running on one foot.
Look, his arms lift.
They give him barely. It's an awesome looking figure.
It looks great.
It's super cool. The problem that I have with a figure like this is I look at this and in my collection, I don't necessarily have a place for this type of figure. So I would need to go down the rabbit hole and over the next few years chase everything they do to build a shelf.
Yeah.
And that's not something I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is a cool figure.
There's like different types.
There's red, a green, and a blue?
Yeah, but like they're kind of hard to read their shit. Because in one thing it says they're $73 each, but right here it's saying they're... Two of them are 108, but then the violet one is 135. I don't know what the exact
are. They on Big Bad Toy Store?
Yeah, where do you get these? Are these available now?
5ktoys.com. I think it's a pre-order right now.
Pre-order?
Yeah. Oh, so it looks to be two different types. Like I think there's ones with all the armor and all that shit, and those are like the 109 or whatever, and then the $73 are like the more basic ones. There's some pictures like near the end of this where they're like naked, like beating the shit out of each other.
There's something on BBTS for Dinosaur 5K.
No, that's why I said 5ktoys.com.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
See, there's a the more... I don't know if that's all it comes with, just being like that for $73. But, if, yeah, there you go. You got a, like a red... Then I mean, they're pretty cool, but they're all like the same mold. So they're all kind of the same dude. Just different. Do you have music playing?
No. Do I?
Yes, you do.
How's that?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I heard some music. Yeah. So I don't know. What are they calling it? Dinosaur Battlefield. So 5K toys. If you're, yeah. See, they got some. You know, they got some poses. You can kick.
Without their stuff.
Without their shit on. I don't know if they could do it with their shit on.
Why is everybody so dinosaur crazy all of a sudden?
Well, I mean, these couldn't have just, like, been created in, like, the last week.
No, no,
so,
I
yeah,
it's odd that it's all, like... I'm not saying that...
Kind of around the same time.
That they did anything because of Defenders of Eden or anything else. I'm just saying it's weird that it all, the timing lined up like that. But, yeah. I mean, I think it looks really cool. It's nothing I'm interested in. See, I'm not really that interested in dinosaur. This is going to sound funny because I really do love Defenders of Eden. But
right. No,
I'm not
really interested
in dinosaur humanoid figures.
Nope, same. I was never like the dinosaur kid. Like, you know, everybody's got their favorite dinosaur or whatever. I mean, mine would just be a T-Rex or whatever. You know, I was never huge into dinosaurs.
I do like what Matt's doing because the dinosaurs are part of a bigger story. And their characters, and I've read the comics, and
yeah, you're a little more invested in those ones.
I think that those are really cool. So you know, I mean, because of what they
he's
are,
he's trying to save himself.
I'm not saving him. I'm telling the truth.
It's because Matt made them. We like them because Matt made them, and the Four Horsemen, of course.
I will. I don't even know if it's because of Matt, because Matt pisses me off.
It's true. That is true. You don't really like him a lot.
No, I don't like Matt that much.
I mean, he's not Justice, but
well, no, he's not Justice level, but not far above it.
Here we have some pictures for the, I think it's Jada Toys Mega Man figures that'll be coming out. Wave 1, I believe, is the top row here. It's Mega Man, Iceman, and Fireman. And then Wave 2 will be like Hyper Bomb Mega Man, Elec Man, and Cut Man.
Hey, George, I heard you're leaving Motu. What are you doing? I'm going to do names for Mega Man. Oh, congratulations, George.
You should go through the list of all the Mega, because there's like fucking 8-11 games or some shit, and they all end with Man. So they had to get pretty creative at one point.
God, I played a Mega Man, but I don't remember even which one it was.
It's probably Mega Man 2. That's possibly the one that like everybody fucking played back then.
Mine was
back
later.
Back in the day.
Mine was like X or IX was the one that I was really into.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
And they still had a helicopter, Propeller Man, and...
Yeah, some of those actually like had like animal names and shit like that. They didn't have Man at the end of them because
yeah,
it was.
I think you're wrong. That's
yeah,
fine.
Mega Man X. No, I'm guaranteed to be right, motherfucker. So anyway, those will be coming out soon. Get them; they're gonna be cool. They look to be $20 a piece, so not too bad. Next, we have
hard pass on
the Mega Man.
Well, I don't really.
I don't blame you.
I don't really care about Mega Man. So it's
if you're a Nintendo dude. I mean, it's probably up your alley.
Why
or if you're
in the hell would you need these?
They are. This is Spider-Man. It's based on the animated series. It is the Green Goblin and Mary Jane Watson. Two-pack. No window. I don't know if that folds open so you can see inside or whatever. But they look pretty damn good as far as being compared to their cartoon counterparts. I kind of like this new trend of doing cartoon versions of things.
Are you going to buy these?
I am not going to buy these.
Who the fuck cares?
Because some of our fans might.
If I was big into that cartoon, I might, but...
The colors are cool.
Were you not... Did you not watch it?
I watched it. I remember that was on Saturday mornings, I think, wasn't it?
I watched it
might have been during
school.
The week, too. Yeah.
I did
Spider-Man, watch it. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Radioactive Spider-Man.
Yeah. I watched it, but it wasn't like a religious thing for me.
I liked these the Marvel cartoons, like the X-Men one and stuff like that, because they kind of got me into some storylines and some characters that I never would have read about.
So
where the fuck do you start when you're 12 and you have no idea about the comics?
Were we that young when these came out?
Probably 13, 14, somewhere in there.
Because it seems like I was in the not, you know,
Probably would have been around 93, 94.
Yeah, so. I was totally into
lifting weights.
Stuff. Yeah, basically.
Lifting weights. Snorting creatine.
Football.
I didn't play football.
So these are looking to be $52.99 for the pair, and it'll be available to ship on August 15th. I think that's for Hasbro Pulse. So, there you go.
Yeah. I can see why people would like it. What is this?
This is from Haya Toys. It's
from Kong Island.
Yeah, from Skull Island. Kong Skull Island.
That movie that's like 7 years old now or something?
Yeah, but apparently they're like...
I liked that movie a lot.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. You know what, though? I didn't... I watched that bitch and I was like, this is so... fucking cheesy, like everything, like just how it was shot, everything. But I love the creatures in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I fell asleep during part of it.
You fall asleep during every movie, though.
Mm-hmm. Not that's true. Not in the theater.
That's with Sam Jackson, right?
Yeah.
And Brie Larson.
Brie Larson and the guy with the big nose.
Was Brie Larson actually likable in that show?
I don't know.
You probably like her all the time.
That's well, excuse me.
And Loki.
What? Why? Would you say
what's
that?
His name?
Because you're just so easygoing. You're like, she's a...
Oh, you probably like that dumb bitch that I hate.
Yeah, yeah, because you'd be like, she's a dumb bitch, but I still like her. That'd be you.
I mean, I don't know if I like her or hate her. I think she was cuter when she did her little pop stuff back in the day.
What's that mean?
Did you know who she was?
Music. No, not until...
I see, I saw it after the fact.
What was she in? Was she in...
Robin Sparkles?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World or something? No, I think she... I don't know if it was like a mall tour thing, but like she definitely... Brie Larson had like music.
Yeah, she has a music video I've seen when she's like... I don't know.
It does remind me of like Robin Sparkles or whatever it is. But yeah, so this Skull Island Skull Devil figure, it's 6 inches tall, measures over 17 inches from head to tail. It looks just like the fucking movie thing. They're going to be $51. And it's due for release of the... fourth quarter of this year, I believe. I don't know. They look kind of neat. Oh, there she is. See? She's kind of cute, right? I don't know how old she is, so I got to be careful on how cute I say she is.
Yeah. You know, I got a vent.
Oh, here we go.
We're sidetracking. Sorry, Trevor. Oh, you're going to get us canceled.
We're going to cancel our show.
Don't play too much of it.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very Michelle Branch sounding or something.
I love
yeah.
Michelle Branch.
Cued off by you saying you don't know so whether you can look at her because you don't know how old she is, right?
Vanessa yeah.
I'm at this choir concert last night.
Oh, he is. Here we
boy.
Go.
He watched the Jared thing. He's got... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm at this choir concert last night and
tried to start actually, hand on this cold cut combo.
No. Actually, like there's the neighbor girl behind me was singing in it, and she is really good at singing. She's
neighbor
a
neighbor girl behind you, like where you live, or the girl in the row behind you at the
no,
concert?
No, neighbor girl where I live, the people okay. live behind me.
I was okay. envisioning the chick sitting right. behind right. you in the okay.
She's like a junior.
And Steve's going, shut up, they're singing on stage, you dumb bitch.
She's like a junior. You know, and I've known her since she's been like, I don't know, when they moved in behind us, I don't know, 10, 12, I don't know, something like that. So, and she's up there singing, and she did a great job. One of the best performances of the night. Blew Claire away. Claire was lackluster. But I was a little jealous.
Children are going to put you in a home.
I was very jealous. Like, when Claire come up afterwards, I was like, why can't you be like her? Why can't you contribute, mm-hmm. you know? We're up there, and we're like, we want our family to feel like we're cool and everything, and you get up there, and you sound like a frog. You know? She was losing her voice.
Like Jewel.
Anyway.
Yes.
The point is, neighbor girl's up there in this tight-fitting dress with a low cut, everything, and she's singing the song. This is what I don't like. She's singing the song. What's that song? It's all about that bass. About that bass.
Megan Trainor. Yeah.
It's all about that bass.
She did it in a little bit, totally like 40s kind of...
no treble.
...way. And I just find it weird that I'm watching this girl that is too, that is not even legal, and she's up there and she's talking about boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And I'm like, really? Is this appropriate for high school?
I mean, they're not lying.
They got to know. They got to prepare yourself for the future.
I know, but we shouldn't be. I mean, it's just, you know, and she's up there and she's like pulling up her top and being all like swanky and stuff. And I'm like,
swanky.
Just. Can't you sing the Mickey Mouse theme?
Hot dog, diggity dog.
Yeah, that's sexual too.
No, it isn't. Yeah. She's a kid. You know, and I'm like,
wait, take it out the pants, put it in my mouth, rub the balls.
Who approved this song? At a high school choir concert.
I don't know. We had a fucking karaoke thing at our, like a Friday night school thing once, and girls were singing Roxanne. So, you know, shit happens.
Which one?
You know, Roxanne.
The song Roxanne or the song by the band Roxanne?
You don't have to put on the red light. That's the Police.
That's
about a hooker.
That's an incredibly, no, it's about not having to be a hooker.
Right, true.
It's saying, hey, you've got other things going for you, young lady. You don't have to sell that pussy for money.
That's true. You just get to be with Sting now.
Most people aren't even, like, paying attention to lyrics of songs, I feel like.
Oh, they paid attention. They actually made him stop.
It's, so. You know what?
It was probably better. Really?
But, yeah, no, I see what you're saying, Steve.
Yeah, I think,
But I'm also, like, if she got a big booty, like, it's only, like, she needs to be okay with it now because it's not going to get smaller. As she gets older, it's only going to get bigger. You know what I mean? So you might as well be comfortable with it now. And then she can become more comfortable with it as it grows. Positive body image.
I don't even
want to
think about her booty. That's the point.
Positive body image, man.
Huh?
Yeah, in a sexual way.
So anyway, you can buy these fucking
High-End
Toys Skull Island fucking devil, whatever, Skull Devil figures.
Now, if
they don't got a booty.
Now, if Brie Larson was singing that song, I'd be like, okay, I call bullshit. You know what I mean? Tom Holland sings it, I'm in. You know? But
it just clicked that why Steve loves hot dogs.
hot dog, diggity dog.
That's what you sing to your dog every day.
His fantasies are either Pluto or Goofy, depending on whether or not he's giving or receiving. Because only one of them's humanoid.
Yep. All right.
What is this?
It's the same fucking thing.
Oh, I thought it was different. It's a different angle, though. Okay, so the big monster.
I think, yeah.
Who's making these? You said?
I said Hiya Toys.
Hiya Toys.
Yep.
Hiya.
They've been putting out.
Hiya, George.
And they're not on Big Bad Toy Store because they're on 5K.
They might. These might be on Big Bad Toy Store.
Well, I just saw them on the 5K toy site.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, there you go.
Because I was like, man, these are only $7. That's awesome. They're not. They're $44, but it's $7 deposit because it's a pre-order.
There you go.
I was like, for $7, I'll buy 10 of those.
They're pretty. Yeah, no shit. They're fucking goblins. Cool looking. So,
I actually have a bunch.
Yeah, man. There's some stuff that happened. And same company. Mm-hmm. We have the Kong. So there you go. That.
But unless that's going to be like bigger than a Mythic Legion's troll, what's the point?
Or he's, is it way bigger than the other creature?
I think he's 6 inches as well, so they're about the same height.
Yeah, that's dumb. But why would you ever make a King Kong toy 6 inches tall?
That's stupid. Hiya kind of has been doing that where they'll put out, like, because I have like a RoboCop figure and it's probably only like 4.5-5 inches or something like that. So I think they're scaling it down so they can do like other things. Like RoboCop had like an Ed 209 and shit. So
hey, European guys, how much is 160 millimeters? It's 16 centimeters, and 2.54 centimeters is 1 inch. So 16 divided by 2 is 8. So yeah, about 6 inches.
6.299.
Yep. Good job. I wouldn't have been able to do that. I forgot how to math the second I left 5th grade. So, looks like the movie figure.
Silly.
I mean, it's kind of
cool. Silly
and
dumb. Dumb and silly.
6 inches tall. I don't know if it's better than the Monkey King, but it's pretty neat regardless.
Irregardless, that's a dad word. Irregardless.
Irregardless. Irrigation. Hey, who wants a helmet? No? Nobody wants a helmet?
Hey.
We got a Magneto helmet.
To put his balls in.
See, I brought this because I was under the impression Travis would be coming at some point, and then I remember that you said he wasn't going to be here. So, but yeah, this is something he could put his balls in. So, oh God, it would get. Look, it's even the shape of balls and cock.
Yeah.
If you'd like to put it in a
or actually, it looks kind of like a vulva. But yeah.
Anyway, it's Magneto's helmet. This is from X-Men 97, which is that out? I haven't watched any of it, so I don't know if it's out. No, they're doing the series, cartoon series is coming back, and it's going to continue the story from the X-Men cartoon from back in the day.
Don't call your miss dig in as an emergency when you're not going to start it for 3 days. All right? The guys that answer those phones are recording podcasts on Sunday. And an emergency misdig is if you are digging immediately and there's 3 hours to get that the company has to get out there to mark the utility. All right? 3 hours. Don't irritate me on a Monday when you're not digging till Wednesday.
Today's Sunday.
Don't call me on a Sunday when you're not digging till Wednesday.
Fuck, don't call me on Monday either.
You ruin podcasts that way. All right, I'm done.
But, I mean, that's a good point. If you guys are going to do any repairs around the house, make sure you call 1-800-MISS-DIG to make sure you don't inadvertently hit a utility line.
Oh, please call.
Because I will, because you'll end up having me there. And I'm going to send you a bill for your stupidity. So.
All right.
Because I have a cost recovery ordinance.
So this Magneto helmet's $100. Buy it or don't.
Buy it or don't.
That's dumb.
I want to get some of these just for role-playing.
Yeah. That'd be good. I like Magneto's helmet.
Like that's where you come out of the bathroom with a stainless steel butt plug and that helmet on. Like here we go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I did watch the original X-Men movie recently, and that scene with the guns and the bullets and the cop cars, like that's just a cool scene.
The original X-Men movie.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's cool. It's still my favorite one out of all of them.
If the people that are in charge of things now went back and redid that movie, could you imagine how incredible that fucking thing would be?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd have Bryan Singer attached to it, but anyway.
Didn't he just get himself in some Jared trouble?
Yeah. Allegedly. So... look,
you can't be Weinstein in people, Brian. It's not
no, you can't. Look, it's Superman. Mezco Toys. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Mezco usually does some really like detailed, good stuff, right?
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. Why does Superman need a gun?
I don't know much about Superman, but this is mullet Superman.
This is
and God damn,
Superman.
He's got a huge cock.
he does?
Like, just wait. There's like a picture where it's like,
I can't wait.
It's shining. No. There it is. Boom.
Hey, no, this is from the Superman movie they did in 91 where Lorenzo Lamas played Superman.
Must have been.
This is the Steven Seagal Superman.
I think this is after he like died, after he was killed and then came back. I think he had a mullet.
It's not an S. This is a sign for hope, as in, I hope you can take this without getting hurt. As he points down to his giant schwanz.
Grody. Oh, Jesse says those X-Men movies are all garbage.
Gosh, we need to freaking cover that up.
They are?
Ouch. Ouch. Yeah, well, yeah.
Can we get a zoom in?
You censored it.
Will you put on the pickle cam and give me a zoom
in? You censored it with a more offensive image.
Yeah.
I mean, is it girthy? I can't tell.
It's bulbous, for sure.
Is it like one with like a big head, like a baby's arm holding an apple? Like it's got a big head on it?
It's got like a cereal bowl under there.
Look at that thing.
Look at his junk.
Wow.
He's
kidding. It like goes both directions.
He's got three junks.
Wow.
You see his hip bones?
Man. I don't know much about him, but that is super, man. That is super.
So, it is. It's really bulbous.
It's so bulgy. It's like a moose.
So like his faces, they look cheap to me. I can't stop looking at the bulbous section of his body either. But I mean, I don't know.
What's up with the beard and the mullet?
They might look better in person. Yeah. I don't know.
He's got the short hair with the beard. He's got the mullet with the beard, and he's got the mullet with the beard with his mouth closed.
But it's all junk.
Oh, and clean face with a mullet.
Well, Curtis Ackerman says the Superman is after the comeback from. I can't read. I don't have my glasses. I'm getting that.
I got you, dog.
Yeah, I can't read it from here either. These are prescriptions.
He says, this Superman is after he came back from being killed by Doomsday. He had no powers. That said, the only thing cool about this is the torn cape and the big cock.
Oh, he's got a power, all right.
He didn't say the big cock, but yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was after, Doomsday
died.
Whooped his ass.
He didn't have any powers. That's interesting.
You can see he's got like fiery boots.
Rocket.
Yeah.
So he has equipment like Batman now to make him super?
Yeah, and a mullet.
Here's the cape.
That must have lasted.
That's cool.
That's probably the coolest part about it all.
That's the iconic cape. Cover, isn't
it? Yeah, it looks like the cover where his cape is all torn up and blowing in the wind.
That almost made me buy a Superman issue back then because I was not.
Oh, I did buy it.
You did?
Yeah, and I thought the art sucked. They gave him bruises and they looked dumb. So yeah, anyway, there you go. If you dig that Mezco type stuff, $95, 112 collective, April of 2024.
We reviewed last week. Me and Travis, you guys weren't here. We looked at his Destro Mezco, and it was amazing. I love that thing.
1-6 Shooter says that's Krypton's junk.
Yes, it is. Go back. I don't know why that one's sent separately. I swear to God, I send them all at the same fucking time. And
we hear this every
time. It's fucky, is what I'm trying to say.
Time to get funky.
Yeah, just start. There you go. That's fine.
Take responsibility.
So this is a Super 7 reaction figures. They're called Weirdest. The Weirdest. And they got a Wave 1 out right now. It says, villainous rejects on a path of peculiar pandemonium. Too freaky to fit in and too evil to die.
Feels very 90s.
Very 90s.
So that one is like vampire chompers with eyes in the center playing a bat guitar?
Yes.
How stoned are you?
How fucking cool is that? His name is Blood. B-L-O-O-D.
Are these like... I can't tell. I'm mixed up.
He looks kind of like... Who is it? Brack?
Oh, glows in the dark.
He glows in the dark.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's a game
Well,
changer.
In that case, hard pass.
Yeah, he's got a bat guitar and he's got like vampire teeth for a head with like eyes sticking out.
Extra pieces that they just put together.
Yeah. It's just random shit they had lying around. Like, this works.
Well, these are reaction.
I'm a trash can man,
Right. Yeah, reaction.
Oh, okay. I was behind the. I was trying to figure out
trash
my head.
Squatch.
I'm sure they'll probably do a 7-inch at some point, but. Trash quatch. That's hard to say. He's a trash can with furry arms and legs.
It's like they made Oscar the Grouch in a trash can and they just put them all into one thing.
Yeah, kind of. Got fangs on the lid and some angry eyes with eyebrows.
Ugh.
And then next we have Gorlor. He has immortal battle damage. So I guess this guy like lives forever type of thing. Hence the name, you know, word immortal. He looks kind of hacked up. He's got some weapons going through him. I don't know if you can like take those out and put. Yeah, it looks like you can. So you can put them kind of wherever you want as long as they fit. But also his limbs can come off. His right leg and his left arm come off. And he just looks kind of tore the fuck up. Like he's been in battle with people who have axes and swords and shit. So yeah.
Those are weird. I think there's
hence the name. They're the Weirdest.
Yep.
$20 each.
Well,
typical for reaction.
You know, I'm not into reaction, so it's really not my thing, so I'm not gonna be participating.
Reaction is the Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Sure is.
It's the Funko for people that shit on Funko.
This next one?
Sure. Oh, Yeah, yep. Small little plug for the old PowerCon that we'll be at in a couple months.
But plugs!
A couple few months. If you want to get some the best discount for tickets, you better get on there before May... Well, maybe May 28th. You can also do it. But yeah, before May 28th. For... Oh, damn, bro. That was wet.
We confirmed that there was no poo there, but apparently I'm not done.
But he's trying. So yeah, anyway, jump on the PowerCon stuff. So you can hang out with us.
It's yeah, we're going to be there, and there is a lot going on at PowerCon this year. Yeah. It seems fun. A lot of... So
Gay Vampire Bar!
Gay Vampire Bar!
Did I see Vala's going to be there now?
I did not see that Vala was going to be there.
Pretty sure I saw that.
Huh.
So Pete can go up to Vala, and they can have, you know...
Perfect.
Gay Vampire Bar.
Gay Vampire Bar. We'll invite him.
I don't know how Cody's going to find...
Ah, yes.
Here's, I don't know how Cody's going to find something to top the Gay Vampire Bar.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Armies of Ashmore, Matthew Rodriguez's Kickstarter.
Cody's going to find a U.S. Postal Service blue box, knock on it three times, and the door pops open. You'll ride a slide down into the sewer. It's going to be awesome.
He is currently at, I can't read that from here.
107.
20, what'd you say?
107.
107.
Curtis super chatted your buddy Guillermo likes reaction.
Oh, yeah, he sure does. Yeah. Good buddy. Good buddy.
Defenders of Eden is killing this Kickstarter, man.
They have less than $2,000 to go with 14 days to go at 415 backers as the.
Four. Was it four more all ins? Five more all ins?
Something like that, yeah. So if you guys haven't jumped on it, let's push it over the top.
Yeah, come on. Hey, let's just get this damn thing funded.
He's created. He's done. He's created eight, and he's backed nine.
I don't get that. I've wondered that. It's always said that, and I'm like, how can you create?
Oh, because he's had
he's
eight.
He's created eight.
He is personally backed nine others.
I thought it meant nine were backed.
Yeah, that's
nine
what I
of
thought
his.
Too.
God.
Yeah. Okay.
Created,
we're super proud of our buddy Matt, even when he's acting like a complete douche.
Which is most of the time.
I like douchey Matt.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're on the fence or you just have, or not if you're on the fence, if you're planning on doing this and you
have
just
you guys,
haven't yet.
Have you guys backed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not.
Well, you can help.
Even though I'm fucking broke, so I might have to back out at the last minute. But right now, it's definitely backed.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can back out of it. Yeah.
I'll just put them over. And then I'll just pull it back.
Sick.
Yeah. I use my old card that doesn't work. So.
Jeez, that was like 6 years ago when you did that. Yeah. You still got the same problem.
I just kept that card specifically for Matt's Kickstarter. It expired in 97. Oh, like I just keep using it for his Kickstarter.
Sorry.
And then I believe the last thing here is...
The hell is this?
New Masters of the Universe exclusives incoming. Vikron, Fangor, and Lady Slither.
Lady Slither? Isn't that Penny Dreadful's character or not? Where is that coming from?
I will not comment on that at all because I'm sure I've been told and I don't remember. So,
I don't think it is. I'm getting that mixed up.
So these are obviously...
Somebody has a... Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. So Mattel sent through word, that sounds weird, anyway, that new exclusive Masters of the Universe figures are coming to Mattel Creations this year. On the Masterverse front, Vikron will get a deluxe edition with multiple different looks. Kind of sucks, I kind of want oranges. I want them in oranges. On the oranges front, we have Fangor and Lady Slither. So Vikron will drop in June, while Fangor and Lady Slither will hit in August and September. No images were shared yet, but some product info and backstory is available from the Mattel team. Stay motherfucking tuned.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, because I have a Fangor Classics, and he's worth a shit ton.
But now he's going to be in Origins.
I know. I wonder if that, you know.
I don't think it'll fuck with him. Classics is classics, baby.
That's right. Classics is classics. Just don't make them in Master's Verse. Cause...
Right. Some of those Master's Verse ones are pretty fucking good. So.
Some of them are.
Yeah. And that's all of the toy news that Jeremy has brought today. All
right.
Love it or hate it.
Well, I don't really have any toy drama. Do you guys?
Not personally. I know there's...
The stuff that I captured, I think probably you guys all hit on.
Yeah, probably.
Last week, but I'll take a run.
Curtis, your buddy Guillermo likes reaction. Let's see. Surprised you don't have a fucking show with him. Fucking...
Oh, that's funny.
I love you.
Oh. Well, unless Pete finds something here, I guess we would head into Thanks UPS guy. Thanks UPS guy. And Pete's still looking.
Look at this.
Some toy drop. Ooh.
Oh, okay. Let's talk look about at this. That. Ooh. Oh, I think I have that.
Who's making that?
Oh,
that's from Skyward Sword. That's old, isn't it? Is that old?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it looks cool.
I have that.
You have that?
I do.
This exact one?
I think so. Yeah. So, it looks just like him.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Yep.
I'm sure he's probably coming back in popularity since Zelda's huge right now. What sucks is they never...
That looks
like,
good.
Yeah, they've made some pretty damn good ones.
Is that SH Figures? Who did it?
Good Smile Company?
Mm, wow. Never heard of them.
You guys did the sold out already? This is total BS, man. Seriously, I left Hasbro for that kind of stuff.
I think we did.
Yeah, okay. Dear Four Horsemen, get better shipping. Seriously.
Yeah, we talked about shipping.
Okay.
Oh, Action Figure Adventure. There's some news with that, right?
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Yeah, you should know. Yeah, I should know this shit. I'm terrible. Well, he didn't tell me that it was... But season two is available for... I think you can just buy it.
I loved how they were like,
oh, it is a pre-order.
Lord Mishani, and it was Curtis Ackerman. That made me laugh.
Yeah, so Action Figure Adventure, season 2, $16. There's a pre-order going right now. When does it say it ships? Up top, it should say.
Oh, June.
June of 20. So in like next month. Yeah. That one features, well, Steven, you're in there.
Yeah, I am.
I'm in there. That's all that matters. I mean, Jay like goes on his thing and like collects toys and shit. But yeah, but like we're in there, so like he like interviewed us and shit. So that was
yeah,
pretty
he did.
Cool.
The coolest, rarest, most talked about action figures in place.
I really like Rob.
I like Rob a lot.
He's not the type that's gonna get mad at us because we don't remember every little thing about his documentary.
Right. He's just like, yeah, these
even
idiots.
Though we're in it.
He's like, just let me get on your show and talk about it, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah, you just let me handle it. I'm not going to get all.
So you know the band Kitty, right?
Yeah. No.
They were like a chick new metal band back in like the mid to late 90s.
Okay.
Came out with a song, I think it was called Spit, and they had like another one. So their original bass player, Tanya something or other, Rob's married to her.
Oh.
That would explain why he did like
their
the whole
documentary
and all that.
Which that documentary is really, really good.
I didn't watch it.
I really enjoyed it.
I had no idea that was her. And
yeah,
I'm like,
hot chicks.
I'm like, I go, oh my God, Rob. No wonder he fucking did it. Like, Rob, he makes some good shit, man. They got some, actually, he'll be at PowerCon this year doing some more interviews and stuff. So that'll be cool. Maybe we could take him to the gay vampire place.
Shit, I'm in.
Sweet. So yeah, get that stuff. Oh, Here I Am says Zelda's always been popular. This figure's been released again and again. That's a good figure. I would love to get my hands on the goddamn new Zelda figure that's been out from Jax. But I can't find that bitch anywhere.
Hmm.
It's for Tears of the Kingdom. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it hot?
Obviously, she's hot.
Because I'm kind of like a little bit attracted to Zelda.
Yeah, I mean, she's 16. Why wouldn't you be?
Is there an age attached to her?
She's got to be way over that. I mean, she kept fucking Ganon at bay for 100 years.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. She's like, 300.
But she was like 16 to start with. But yeah, short hair Zelda is definitely like 200 years old or some shit. So you're good.
The one in Breath of the Wild is 16.
Yeah.
And
117 at the time of the game.
So it's only been a year? That doesn't seem right.
No. At the time of the game. Of what game?
Oh, when you come back to life. So that makes sense. Okay, I'm thinking Tears of the Kingdom. That's Breath of the Wild. Okay. Yeah.
She was 16, and when Link died, and Link was dead for 100 years, so when he comes awake, she's 117.
So yeah. There's a birthday in there. Okay.
Yep.
Hey. I don't want to exert too much and shit my pants. Thanks, UPS guy.
What you got, Steve?
Not much.
Well, show that shit, bitch.
I got two things, and it's really not even...
Can we ask why these Tiger King figures are here? Like, who's?
Can we ask why they're $30?
See, I have this one, and Laura picked it up for me, and it was like $3. But yeah, it says 30 on it. Yeah, that's insane. But they're Big Shot. They're not Reaction.
I'm going to be a Big Shot.
So, boop. Just a couple more.
Spinny.
That's a Valiverse Action Force Sergeant Slaughter. But I there's my
that's
head.
Obviously not his face.
No, that's one of my sculpted heads that Len printed and sized down for Vala, and it looks pretty cool for a custom. And I'm pretty happy with this one. I think he's pretty cool. I think I've showed him here, but on a Mythic Legions Barbarian type build. But here he's a completely different character, and I think he's kind of fun. So I thought I'd share him, because since I didn't get anything in, I've got a shipment from Big Bad Toy Store coming Monday. So I'll have some really cool toys for next show. But this is basically all I could scrounge up for. Thanks, UPS guy, today.
It's all right. We like the scrounge. Sometimes you come up with some fantastic stuff, right?
And then in the same vein, we have same thing. It's a Valiverse Shadow or Night Ops figure, but with a custom head on there that I did not sculpt, but I believe that head is sculpted to look like Len LaGuardia. And
who sculpted it? ABF?
I don't... No, I don't think so. I don't remember who sculpted that one.
You guys see that post I did with like the Godzilla with the tits? Like all the AI? Like he commented on there. Just, you know, if you guys are friends with me and you want to rip on him, then there you go.
I can't see him. No. I'm blocked. I'm like legit blocked.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, basically, he wants to fuck one.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't judge him for that.
So we have a Len LaGuardia figure here.
Yeah, pretty much. I dig it. You know, he's got the bandana. He's ready to go in.
S-T.
Do some night operations here. just kind of fun. We're looking to someday, soon, hopefully, have these different scaled heads available over at Wolf King so that people can buy them for... figures that are
At this point.
Oh, I can see his comment.
Oh, there you go.
It says Wood walks out ashamed. I don't think you can walk. I think you're in a wheelchair. But okay. Wood rolls out ashamed. Sorry.
That's great. I would want nothing more than to have like a bunch of heads of all of my friends.
Yeah.
Real or toy.
Okay. I would love to get head from all your
friends. Jeffrey Dahmer, like in the freezer? Yeah, or
yeah. So speaking of getting head from all your friends, Travis posted that thing or whatever. Oh, for $25 billion, would you have sex with your second at? I'm like, that's not even a reasonable request.
What for $5,000 bucks, I would do that.
$25 billion, like I said in there. I'd fuck everyone that's of age and not family on my entire Facebook group. I would fly to England, and I would make my way through all the Euro Legions guys. I'd fuck my way through Sweden. I'd be down with Ben Sachet down there, and then the Down Under going Down Under on all those motherfuckers. Like, geez.
What does your second at mean? I don't even understand what that means.
If you go into the comments and you put at, and you put the at sign, a list of your friends popped up. It's the most, the people you tag the most.
Oh, okay.
And every time I do it, because it, the first person that you tag is the original poster, always. The second one is the person you tag the most. So every time it's one of those things, it's my wife. Because I don't tag anybody more than I tag my wife. Like for $25 billion, yeah, I'd have sex with her for free.
See, all I did was hit at, and I got Curtis and Ryan Lake and Scott Wiles and then Laura.
Where are you? Are you in Facebook?
Yeah, you just like going to make a post somewhere, and you just hit at, and it pulls that up. So, yeah, I'm comfortable with Curtis. I think we could plow. That'd be... Oh, it would be the second, though, wouldn't it?
So. Super chat. Did you guys read it? Great paint work, Steven. That Len looks amazing.
Thanks. Who's that from? Curtis?
Curtis, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Curtis.
Looks great. Sweet. Do you...
And my second is Travis Bowles.
We'll wait.
Right?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. I actually got toys. I got my Aether Blade orcs, or my War of the Aether... War of the Aether Blade, the orcs.
Okay.
I got those, but we'd already seen them, so I didn't bring them.
Fair enough.
So I didn't even get any dice.
Wow. What the fuck's wrong with
you?
Well,
I guess I did, because I got some right before Mother's Day, but yeah. I didn't bring those.
Is that all you got there, Stevie?
That's all I brought.
Stevie.
You have a box, though.
I do.
I'm excited to see what's in it.
Yeah. That's what I do, is I bring stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Well, yeah. I thought Pete was going
to... No, I keep forgetting. But yes, I did get that.
So
I got that a fucking month and a half ago.
Yeah, he was sitting in my pile of loot, so... Yep, so we got the Invisible Man Donatello. His hat doesn't... necessarily stay on exactly. Anyway, we'll put the figure there, and we'll spin him around. Pretty cool, interesting. Anyway, he's got the translucent shell with the pizza slices in there. He has interchangeable hands, so like, well, you can't really see them because they're buried. But anyway, he's got some feet. Like right here, you can see he's got like the bandages on there. But he also has translucent feet with no bandages. He mostly has black gloved hands, but he does have a couple of translucent ones as well. He's got two heads. The second one with his eyes and mouth open, and there's nothing underneath. Which is kind of weird because everything else is translucent. I thought maybe they put like a translucent face under there for the fuck of it. But hey, who cares? He's also got a microscope and what's that other thing? Oh, that's it. Oh, like a cup or like a stirring, maybe a beaker or some shit. I don't know. But anyway, and he's got a book here, which is, I don't know what it says. I don't know anything about this thing. He's just here.
I think it's a super cool figure.
I love it. I love what they're doing with these. I think that really just leaves a... Casey Jones, I know they had
Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. Like I thought a Shredder was announced, but I don't know yet. But yeah, there you go. The Invisible Man Donatello. Next. Moving on.
I think that thing is kind of neat. I don't have why, but it's a cool toy.
My buddy Mark picked this up for me at the Allegan location of Tardy's
Underground.
Mm-hmm. It's Mega Man muscle figures. We have Mega Man versus the Shadow Devil. Mega Man is blue and the Devil is black. And I don't have those colors, so thanks, Mark, even though he doesn't watch or listen to this show. Looks like it was a loot crate thing. Neat. Enjoy. Or don't.
Wow.
Next.
A loot crate by Super 7, huh? Ooh. Now we're talking some fun.
We have... Now, so there's Masterverse, and there's New Eternia, but also there is, I think, New Adventures and Princess of Power. This is where this Grizzlor falls under, is the Princess of Power moniker. I don't know odd. Why.
Because he was originally Motu.
Right. So I don't know if this is supposed to be based on the cartoon version of him.
Nah, I don't think so. Doesn't look very cartoony.
No, but maybe, but no.
But it's, I like it.
Yep. He's pretty cool.
Looks like Planet of the Apes head.
Kind of. So what is weird is like his undies and his head are like plastic, but the fur is like, it's almost like armor because you can just take it on or put it on and take it off. So.
Yeah, I think you got to pick. I don't think you can't mix it in that way.
It's weird.
All got to be fuzzy or it's all
yeah, I've never seen a Grizzlor like that.
Yeah.
With, not wearing a fur bodysuit.
Yep. Very different. So, pretty cool.
But very cool. The green bowcaster is very reminiscent of the toy.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not really. I don't think they're going for cartoon here.
No, it's just weird that it's under the Princess of Power thing.
That's some.
It's soft, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a softy.
I would just play with his fur.
I used to say that about me.
Yeah, but you keep shaving.
I have it in like 2 months now or whatever it is.
Yeah, it came back quick.
It's getting there. Someday it'll be long and strong, and then I'll just keep it. I'm going to Santa it up from now on. So,
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
You think you'll ever cut your hair?
I think I have to at some point, right? Or do I just go Gallagher? You know who Gallagher is?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I will cut my hair when Laura says it's time.
Okay.
So right now she's like, no.
All right.
No. Okay. Just easy. Just easy. Next I have, excuse me, Masterverse Merman. There we go. Looks just like Revelation Merman when he isn't without an eye and his armor. So when they do some flashbacks and whatnot.
Head's too small for the body.
Nope.
Well, not to the design, but yes, I feel that. His sword is one of the better looking ones that I've seen. It doesn't just look like a corn cob. So, I don't know. He's pretty cool looking. Pretty basic. He doesn't stray too far from the design. So
what's up with the chicken feet shin guards?
I think those are supposed to be like little, like they're supposed to look like frog toes or something like that.
It's aquatic, man.
Yeah, it's aquatic themed.
You can try to justify it. It's bunk as shit.
No. I'll tell you what's bunk as shit is her ankle articulation on swivel on Grizzlor here. Do better, Mattel.
And I love Hasbro because of that shit.
We also have the new Eternia Faker.
Well, that's interesting.
And I don't know if I can get him to stand because he's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, probably because his ankle articulation.
Yeah, everything with the ankles
he's
kind
got
of blows.
Some ankles.
Oh, nope, not quite. Well, maybe if
so
we.
So wide.
He just. If he could. So there
he's
you
got
go.
Superman cock. He's better stand that line.
This may be the best He-Man head sculpt that they've done in the last 3+ years for Mattel.
I really like him.
They have not put out a He-Man with that head sculpt yet. Of course, it's just Faker here, but it's awesome. And I think they would not go through the trouble of making that brand new head without making a He-Man. Fingers crossed. So there needs to be a He-Man with that.
I agree. I don't know. I can't believe we've gone this long without a He-Man.
A nice He-Man head. A good He-Man head. I love He-Man, but Jesus fucking Christ, they have been screwing up his fucking head for ages.
I don't understand how that is. I can go on eBay right now and find some random sculptor that's done an amazing He-Man head. Why don't they just go, hey, do you do that for us?
I don't understand it myself. I don't. Like, even within the same fucking toy line, the Origins, they have like two or three, four different faces. And look. Yeah, no, this is...
I'm down.
This is an amazing figure. I love him. They have some... It's weird, because like they have some hits and... they have some misses, but damn, when they hit, they fucking hit hard.
Price?
I think it was like 27, 28, something like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy how regular figures in stores are getting close to Kickstarter pre-order prices of Mythic Legions.
And then lastly, we have the jerk himself.
What a jerk.
Buzz Off. This new Eternia version.
I'm going to take this
home.
So
it's got some unique things to him.
Take this home.
The thing that kind of gets me is, like, the wings are kind of weird.
Wings are weird.
So I would normally, when I posed my old one anyway, I'd put the big wings on top and the little ones on the bottom, but you, like, can't adjust that at all. And they do move, but this is as far out as these go. So, like, you have the big wings and they just go straight out.
I feel like their wings are too small, too.
The little ones?
All four?
Yeah, maybe both.
They need to be, like, broader?
You can, you know...
Is my opinion.
I feel like these should go up, and you can't spin them around or anything, so there you go. You just have them down and whatever. But also his translucent helmet comes up. I think it does. There we go. And we have a crazy, awesome-looking face on him. So, and some sort of amulet on his chest. There you go. You want to check him out?
Yeah. Yeah.
This little... Fucking look at this shit. Look at you. So these, close in there, like
these don't twist. Like I can't.
Right.
They sure feel like they do. Like, they do too, Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy, did you say these don't twist up?
What are they twisting now?
Yeah, they twist up.
Maybe I just didn't want to break it.
Well,
Steve's got the balls. He's never shied away from breaking a toy. So.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, they do. They're just really tight. Well, I guess that's not so bad.
There's
then.
Like joints, like. In there.
Oh, okay, I see.
Positions.
Oh, good.
Man. I'm a professional toy player.
You are. You should be paid for being a big kid.
That's not a thing.
You should be.
No, that looks... Okay, I dig it.
I like this much better.
Yeah, you're right.
I fixed it.
I don't know what I'm doing. I just buy them. And I have Steve fucking show me what's supposed to be done. So there you go.
Yeah!
Yeah!
It's so much better!
It looks way cooler.
He's still a jerk, but I love it.
Curtis says Mondo Deluxe He-Man head is the best. Yes, but it's not Mattel. I was referring to Mattel and their shortcomings.
Yeah, for Mattel, this is a great head. I would buy this just to repaint it, in case they're not going to ever give it to us as He-Man.
It'd be really dumb if they didn't, but Mattel, we know you listen to... both of our shows, so and that is that's it, guys.
That's
all
it.
I brung.
On to Pete's Hall.
Where
on to This Week in Matthew Rodriguez.
Oh god.
It's been a while since I heard a song with so much small man energy. Try Jesus. That in a small town country song. Ha 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 ha. Reminds me of Bo Burnham pandering song.
That made me look up that song.
Pandering? It's funny.
Listen to it.
It's funny.
Champions League broadcast team is the best in all sports. So great. Last night I was thinking how nice it is to live in a small town. Where when you notice your wife walks her puppy and stops to watch you, you try to act like Altuve at second base and dive for a ball and almost break your thumb. I did save that guy's life, though, with a jacked up thumb.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I had to ask him. I think that the ball was going to hit a dude and he blocked it.
I think the overlap of people who think the Fast and Furious movies are stupid and don't even make money and Trump could never be president again because not that many people like him are far too similar for my taste. If you have either of these opinions, I think you really do not have a grasp on this country, people outside of your own circle, or knowledge of how money works. Let's go.
You know who does have a grasp on this country? Matthew Rodriguez.
Matthew Rodriguez for president, y'all.
Wonderful day. Slept in. National Treasure 2. Tim Hortons. Rest. Lunch. Soccer. Podcasting and toy talk. Good stuff. Back to work tomorrow. Let's go.
Let's go.
You better quit reading because I think he's going to start losing backers.
It's a disgrace we never got a National Treasure 3 or a Sorcerer's Apprentice 2 for that matter. As a Marvel movie fan, I have an issue with Guardians. Loved the movie, but had a problem with an overlooked issue. I need someone who has seen it to bounce something off of.
Why are most unsportsmanlike conduct infractions in sports actually very sportsmanlike? Do the people making the rules even play sports? I want the announcer to say, that's very sportsmanlike conduct after a bat flip home run. Friday, the cool day of the week. Not as rebellious as no work Saturday, but cool enough to stay up late.
Wow.
I'm going to end on that. That was a good one.
That's, yeah, shut it down.
So,
all right.
I asked people in the support group today.
Cody wants to go. I can
to ask questions.
I heard you say shut it down.
I was like, shut it down. All right. Ask Travis questions, right? Is that where you're going with this?
Yep. Yep. So I posted today, Travis can't be bothered to be at the show again. So we're going to do an Ask Travis segment of the show where you ask questions and I answer them how I think Travis would. So we have the first comment is Maverick Salvagin. He says, $5 says you guys forget to do this today. Ooh. I replied with save your money for a whore so you can at least get one round of practice before making love to your girlfriend for the first time.
Oh.
You owe me $5, bitch. Dear Travi, what doesn't go with Mythic Legions? Nothing. Everything can go with Mythic Legions if you have the right amount of creativity.
Funko Pops?
Funko Pops can. And my ability to read is amazing. David Bond would like to know, how in the hell do you convince your friends to be unpaid labor for cons? Sexual favors.
Big dick.
Big dick energy.
Big dick energy?
So big that he has to swim without a bathing suit and then put his bathing suit back on when he gets out of the pool big.
He literally does that.
John Caulfield says, does this dildo go with Legions? Yes. Yes, it does. One of the orcs can ride it, or maybe a gabo. Chris James says, if you were to design a new sex toy, what would it be and how would you use it? I'm glad you asked, Chris James. We're going to finish on this. It would be a butt plug for me that then curves up and then there's a vibrating cock ring, so when I'm giving it to Heidi, I'm giving it to me.
Whoa. He can fuck himself.
Yep.
Wow.
So. Well, those snippets can be taken out of context.
I hope they are.
So, thank you to everybody on YouTube. I think we got all of the super chats.
Yeah, thanks, Squirtus.
Thanks, Squirtus.
Squirtus. That's funny.
That's good. Good. Squirtus Bacterman. So, wrapping up episode 289 of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. Jeremy DeWitt, Steve Bisciotti, fuck Travis, Cody's in the booth. I am P. McCarthy. Until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.